Hi, this is Kevin Conroy, and you're listening to the GeekCast Radio Network.
Hello, Gotham Corner Store? Yes, we seem to be down to our last diet cook. A gentleman is on his way to pick some up. Just look for a black car. No, this black car will be rather difficult to miss. And by the way, the gentleman is usually in quite a rush. Just for the taste of
it, Diet Coke. There is nothing wrong with your podcast player. Do not attempt to adjust the volume. Hello and welcome back into our studio. You are now inside Studio 2009. I am TFU and Mike, and joining me, as always, Steve Megatron. Hello.
Yo.
Yo. And I think this is his, no, this, yeah, this is his, it's the triple shot with Mr. Neil, TV's Mr. Neil, the raving hipster.
Wouldn't you like to be a pepper, too?
Now, don't start that again.
I didn't say anything.
Uh-huh. I'll give you a pepper, too. Freaking hate play.
Well, he's got the touch.
That's right. I dare you to say that one more time, you stupid head. Anyway, tonight we are kicking off episode 26 of Studio 2009 by going back to the 80s and the 90s, because I did not realize, of course, I was a little too young in the 80s to really realize that the soda wars, the pop wars, the cola wars between Pepsi and Coke have been going on a hell of a lot longer than the 80s and 90s, actually. But that's when we remember the ad campaigns of, you know, Coke is better, Pepsi's better, blah, 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 blah.
Rock and roll is okay, but I prefer rap.
Awesome.
Wait a second. Shady Acres was supposed to get the Coke, and the frat house was supposed to get the Pepsi.
Coke, Pepsi, what's the difference?
I-24.
Pepsi, it's got what it takes.
This is radical.
Anyway, so let's go around the room. Steve, you can start. What do you remember about the Cola Wars?
Well, as you were so kindly to provide the funny commercials, just because, like, it's, you know, nostalgia. I haven't seen it in a long time, but it brings back memories of seeing it on cable. Because you really don't see stuff like this anymore, mostly because nobody watches TV.
Well, they watch TV, but they just prefer ad-free television. At least smart people do.
Yeah, or anyway. They just do other methods. But But, yeah, so I mean, I remember them, you know, being kind of funny and all of the different ways that they were trying to outdo each other. It was almost like the Apple versus Mac commercials, but with pop. So, yeah, it's entertaining to watch because you get to see how smart and witty the marketing people get to be comparing the two.
What about you, Neil? What do you remember?
I'm old enough to remember when Coca-Cola changed its formula to taste more like Pepsi, and everyone immediately rejected it. That was fun. And I also remember for a while their slogan was Coke is it, which prompted my cousin and I to change that around a little bit and say Coke is shit.
Yeah.
You can tell I was firmly on the Pepsi side of this. And you know, who's the king of pop? Michael Jackson. Which pop did Michael Jackson pick? Pepsi. So, well, king of pop.
So it was wrong.
yeah, exactly. Michael Jackson was wrong. You heard it here first, folks.
Oh, man.
You want to speak ill of the dead.
I do.
Stop it. The funny thing is I oh my God.
You know, I can't resist doing a mock of somebody that's, you know, famous and that I can at least hit one note. That's it.
Wow.
Choice of a new generation.
What's that?
It's the choice of a new generation.
The choice of a wrong generation is what it's the choice of.
Oh, man.
I bet you if he was still here, he would drink Coca-Cola.
Probably he would, yes, because at least Casey is smart. The funny thing about Michael is, from what I've heard and from what I've seen and from what I've read, he didn't even like the taste of Pepsi. I don't know. Rumors. Could be wrong. Yes, rumors.
Unsubstantiated.
Mm-hmm. They're famous people. They're allowed to change their mind depending on who's paying the check.
Like Rod Stewart.
Yeah. We change our opinion based on who signs the check.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy. Alrighty then. What I remember from this is I didn't get a chance, and I'm sure you guys have seen it because it's always everywhere. But there was one year. It was in more recent years, I think, because the Coca-Cola bear campaign is still going on to this day, I think, a couple years ago. But anyway, before I go into that story, I told you that story, I'll tell you this one. As a kid, what I remember was the one commercial I do remember is the kid in the middle of nowhere, looks like he's in a Western town, and there's this beat-up soda machine that has both of them in it. He buys three sodas. He buys two Cokes to stand on to hit the Pepsi button because he's not tall enough to hit the Pepsi button.
Smart kid.
Oh my God. I remember.
That's because Pepsi will get crushed under the pressure.
That's true. The old folks versus college dorm ad. I remember that one. I don't think I sent you the guys that one, but basically, the old folks home gets the Pepsi and the college dorm gets the Coke, and the old folks are out in the middle of the street partying and swinging their walkers around and all this and other stuff. And you go to the college dorm and they're like sitting around the table playing poker and smoking cigars for Coca-Cola. This wasn't really a part of the war itself, but the two biggest commercials I remember for soda in the 80s were the Batman Diet Coke commercial.
Hello. Gotham Cornerstone? Yes, we seem to be down to our last Diet Coke. A gentleman is on his way to pick some up. Just look for a black car. No, this black car will be rather difficult to miss. And by the way, the gentleman is usually in quite a rush. Just for the taste of it.
And anytime Ray Charles started singing Diet Pepsi.
You got it right. You got it right. Whether you're talking about this, or whether you're talking about the one and only Diet Cola that does it for Ray, Diet Pepsi. You know, nothing tastes as good to me as Diet Pepsi. All right, now who's the wise guy? You know when it's right. You know when you feel it, baby. You hold it, you hear it, you taste it, it's right.
Diet Pepsi,
You got the right one, baby.
Diet Pepsi.
If it's irrepressibly lovable, unsurpassably colorful, and intimately soulful, you got the right one, baby.
I'll give Pepsi a pass for Ray Charles. But.
The other,
he was quite entertaining.
Yes, he was. May the man rest in peace. Oh man, God! Both of the stars of those commercials are dead now. I think Michael Goff is dead. He died a couple years ago.
Oh, yeah. Alfred. I watched one of these commercials and they had Tyrese from the Transformers movies in there and Fast movies and. He hasn't really done much since, but I did see the guy that played the trickster god in Supernatural, though, on one of them. He was doing the Pepsi Max commercial.
Yep. Very cool. Very cool. There's one I never actually saw before that's in this. It's in the compilation that I'll link to in the post. It's a Pepsi machine and a Coke machine look like they're in a dank, dark basement of some building. And the Pepsi machine is a guy, the Coke machine is a girl, and they fight like an old married couple by shooting their cans at each other.
I couldn't tell which that was an ad for. I'm like, what is this?
I know, right?
It just looked to me like they were just shooting cans at each other the whole time.
They were.
I was trying to figure it out, and then it was just really weird.
Yeah, and there's another one where it's got the two stock guys trying to like stack up the boxes of Pepsi and Coke. And again, I couldn't tell like what the commercial was for until the very end when Snoop Dogg came out.
Oh, of mm-hmm. course. As soon as Snoop shows up, you know what's up.
Yeah.
Oh man. Uh-huh, Pepsi. The advertising between these two companies, whether they're at war with each other or not, is always, most of the time, always amazing. Like I mentioned earlier, the Coca-Cola polar bear Christmas time thing. And I remember one year where they started doing Coca-Cola polar bears and Pepsi penguins. And one of the I think it's just one of the commercials of that where it has the cub, the bear cub, and then the little penguin come together and bring the families, like, we can both drink this, we can each drink our thing, it's fine, it's whatever, like, you know, whatever. But I've always loved the Coca-Cola polar bears because Pepsi ain't got no Santa.
Wait a minute. No. There was a penguin at the North Pole. Oh, I'm dying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hoboken.
Yeah.
Really? Hoboken. Yeah. And that's probably going over Steve's head, but that was a Bugs Bunny.
Yes.
It's a Bugs Bunny cartoon, but I always it's Playboy Penguin, isn't it, Neil?
I don't remember. That's probably an ad hoc name.
Yeah, I don't know. I remember it because I always used to think it was Chilly Willy as a kid.
Oh no, Chilly Willy is.
No. I know it's not. Yeah, no. I know it's not. But I'm just saying. I always used to think it was. So back then, you chose Pepsi, right, Neil?
Mostly. I mean, I wasn't like hard line. Like I'm only picking Pepsi products and never nothing else. You know, I drink 7 Up and like Green River and all those other. Sub, they weren't colas, but like sub sodas that are like other companies.
Yeah.
And sometimes I would pick the Coke products. Sometimes it was just mainly Coke. I was never really keen on the flavor of Coke. It's like, this is just a little too, I don't know. It just didn't quite hit my taste buds the way Pepsi did.
So
what about you, Steve?
Well, for me, I definitely prefer Coke, the flavor of it, or even the knockoffs that taste like Coke, because there's knockoffs that taste like Pepsi and taste like Coke. I know when I lived close to a Meijer store in Michigan, they had a blue cola and a red cola. I'm not joking. They had a different label around it, and it was whatever Meijer's brand is, but it says it's got a blue label for the Pepsi flavor and a red label for the Coke flavor. And I figured that out very quickly because my wife grabbed me the wrong one. I still drank it. Like, it's still a cola. Like I have an appreciation for cola in general. Like I'll drink an RC cola. I'll drink Kroger brand cola, which is basically Coke. Yep. I'll drink Coke or Pepsi. It just depends. Like if I go out to eat and they have one or the other and I want pop regardless and I want a cola, I'm going to get whatever they have.
Yeah.
And I'm fine with it. And my in-laws, they used to buy Diet Coke and Diet Pepsi. And there's like a definitive taste when you get into the diet ones of which one is better. Although I can't remember now because I haven't drank it in years. I haven't lived there, but I definitely stick with Coke. That's always been my go-to. My dad even bought it when we were on visitation when my parents were divorced and everything. My dad would get Coke and Pepsi, or not Pepsi, Coke and Sprite, My brothers would drink Sprite. I was down in the Coke.
Yeah, Sprite's a whole other.
It's not realm. It's not that it's not carbonated. It's not caffeinated.
Yeah, it's a whole other realm of obey your thirst.
Mm-hmm.
And again, that's another ad campaign. Obey your thirst, Sprite. For the Coca-Cola company, because they have Sprite. Those obey your thirst ads, oh my god. Obey your thirst. Those were so funny sometimes.
Are either of you guys like partially like, I don't really care when they or partially offended that they ruin the taste by making like 50 different flavors of each one?
Not really.
Not really, because
some
I don't
of it was
drink,
okay.
Yeah, I don't even drink the flavored ones.
I drink the cherry Coke or cherry Pepsi. Like cherry Pepsi I really like, but as opposed to regular Pepsi, because when I worked at Little Caesars, I bought a 2-liter of it every night that I worked. And that was, I didn't drink the water, thankfully, because it was Flint water. So I was better off drinking pop every night than I was city water, which thank goodness for that. But so Pepsi saved me from drinking that. But when I was at the dealership, Coke saved me. So, yeah, I don't know. I prefer like the solid flavor of it. I will go to the cherry flavor, but the rest of them, I'm like, it's kind of a bastardization of the original.
I mean, they all have, like, yes, there's still, I don't want to say original Coke, because I know it hasn't been original since 1970-something, whatever, but you know what I mean. We have regular Coke, you have Diet Coke, you have regular Pepsi, you have Diet Pepsi. And then there's these, like you said, you know, cherry for either one. There's vanilla now for both of them, or there was at least. I know vanilla Coke is still a thing. I don't think Pepsi vanilla is still a thing.
I don't know.
I don't know, because Pepsi is the incorrect choice. You know. And the funny thing is that whatever my dad drank the most or whatever my mom drank the most is what I would end up drinking the most as a kid when I was allowed to have it. My dad at one point switched sides. He was a Diet Pepsi drinker for all of my young life, and somewhere in 1986, I think it was after that ball got through Bill Buckner's legs, my dad switched from Diet Pepsi to Diet Coke, and he has never looked back since. My dad drinks two things, orange juice and Diet Coke.
So you welcomed him to the dark side.
Exactly. Let's see. Yeah, for me, it was easy. It was whatever my parents were drinking. And then once my dad made the Diet Coke choice, I never looked back, and I've been drinking Diet Coke ever since. Every once in a while, I will, like, the last time I remember drinking a Diet Pepsi out of, like, and like Steve said, I'm not talking about restaurant. I'm not talking about fountain. I'm not talking about restaurant. I'm just talking about the cans, the bottles, the whatever. The last time I can remember drinking a Diet Pepsi was maybe 2000, 1999. Just, I don't know. Anyway. So Neil fights on the side of Pepsi, and Steve and I both fight on the side of Coke, so it's 2-1. Ah, you lose.
I don't think that's how it works.
No, I know. I'm really surprised. I know they've tried, like, they've had the war ads come up every now and then, because I think that Snoop Dogg ad was, like, for, like, a Super Bowl ad at one point or another or something. And that was, like, in the last 5 or 6 or 7 years, I think. I could be wrong. But what would happen, or should it happen, that the Cola Wars return for the current generation of kids? So imagine us as kids in the late 70s, all throughout the 80s and the 90s, to the kids of today. Like, Steve, I'm sure you're going to raise your boys right on the side of Coke. Neil, you don't have kids to my knowledge.
No.
Well, my kids haven't drank pop for the most part, other than, like, they've had, like, stuff that's non-caffeinated.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I generally stick with, like, they've had Sprite, they've had orange soda. My son's stolen my Coke on occasion, but...
What was that like?
When I had a fountain pop, he's like, I got out of the vehicle when we were moving over across country. He's like, I drank some of your pop. And I was like, don't you touch my pop.
You can also clearly tell, folks, if you're listening to this, that two of us prefer the right way it's supposed to be termed, and the other one doesn't. So Neil and I are on the side of soda while Steve calls it music.
Yeah, bite me. I came from Michigan. We call it pop.
I call it pop,
too. They call it soda here, but I don't care for that terminology. Mary's even switched to calling it soda. I'm like, you're wrong.
I think that might be one of the only rare times I actually agree with your wife.
There's strange people who call, like, every sort of pop Coke. I don't understand.
That's an inaccuracy. It's not nothing. Not everything is a cola.
That's like calling every game console a Nintendo. It's like, what? No, wrong.
Yeah, for every search engine, Google.
Yeah,
exactly. I Googled it. You really Googled it? Was Clippy sitting next to you when you did it?
The Clippy is on Google.
He Googled it.
You know, that would be an interesting collaboration.
What?
Bring back Clippy and have it attached to Google. Anyway, that's a discussion for another day.
I think they brought back Clippy. He's just evil, and then they made fun of it in Star Trek.
Lower Decks.
Lower Decks.
Yeah. They make fun of everything in Star Trek Lower Decks.
Yeah, but it deserved it.
What would happen, I assume we'd all just switch to whatever, but what would happen if one of these companies actually went out of business?
Never happen.
No, and even if it did happen, like somebody would pick up the rights and the
craft,
the trademarks and the recipes, and they'd just make it all over again. Like Hostess. Like, everyone thought Twinkies were going to go away, and then they came right back.
Yeah, like two other companies bought it and split up the company, and they're selling the same exact products.
Mm-hmm.
Little Debbie's one of them.
Oh, my God. That's hilarious.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord.
Little Debbie got her Twinkie after all.
That has so many... Don't you ever say that again on a fucking podcast. What the fuck is wrong with you? Jesus Christ, man. All right.
I thought it was hilarious.
Yeah, it was until I realized. I'm like, the joke hit me a little late. I'm like,
I was wondering how long that was going to take to hit you.
Oh, crap. That's not right. God, can you imagine if Comcast had Coke and AT&T had Pepsi or Warner Brothers or whatever? Oh, wow. That would be interesting. If an actual media company owned soda companies. Oh, Lord.
You should watch Company Man. I'm pretty sure the cola companies have owned media companies from time to time.
I do watch him all the time. I've actually wanted to get him on here for an interview at some point or another.
He just had one about Dr. Pepper.
Yep.
It's amazing how all of the – there's like a whole bunch of like third stringer sodas that – all had nothing to do with each other, and they all just kind of fell under the Dr. Pepper umbrella, like 7-Up and Crush and RC and Diet Right. Now they're all under the same company.
See, I always thought RC was the king, and then everything else fell under it.
Nope. It's Dr. Pepper.
Yeah, mm-hmm. RC Dr. is
Pepper,
not
the king. Would you like to be Dr. Pepper too?
Knock it off.
I've got better things to do tonight than die.
Uh-huh.
See, Rekgar was quoting the commercial, Mike. You probably don't remember. It's a very old ad campaign.
Wouldn't you like to be a pepper, too?
I'm a pepper. Wouldn't you like to be a pepper, too?
Oh, the That's right.
See, you thought I was referencing Transformers.
Well, yeah, because, hello, that's what we've been arguing about for
you're
the past
You're so vain, years. You probably thought my song was about you.
No, not about me.
Funny.
The funny thing about Diet Dr. Pepper is that the best ad campaign that Diet Dr. Pepper ever had was, and I could not, but like, I remember when I first saw this commercial, I'm like, wait, what? No way. The runner up of the first season of American Idol? No way. Justin Guarini as Little Sweet.
Oh,
I really want a cupcake, but not the calories.
Little Sweet sliding down the banister.
Nice folding. You deserve a raise.
Thank you.
Little Sweet spinning out the spin cycle.
You do deserve a raise in the form of a sweet Diet Dr. Pepper.
Ooh, sip it.
Mmm, that is sweet.
These are my delicates. Tumble dry. Extra heat.
I'll take these. He just folds.
Isn't she great?
How do you guys know?
Little Sweet going back in its spin cycle.
Diet Dr. Pepper.
It's the sweet one.
I may not like.
Go ahead. I like Dr. Pepper better when they did the chocolate rain guy.
Yeah, there was that too.
That guy was hilarious, like hilariously good, but his voice was so good for that, like just the deep voice.
Yeah, that was crazy. I mean, what does the audience remember about all this stuff? Do you guys out there who may or may not be listening to this, if you're not listening to this, why aren't you? What do you remember, and what was your favorite commercial? Let's go around the room. What was your favorite Pepsi Wins the War commercial, Steve?
Where Pepsi wins?
Yes.
Probably the one with the guy from Supernatural where you got the Pepsi Max and the Coke Zero.
Okay. What about Coke if Coke won?
I would still go with the polar bears. Just because that's the most memorable thing, like out of all their commercials, is probably the polar bears.
Very true. Neil, same thing. Pepsi, then Coke.
Oh, I don't really have to think about that. I don't remember a lot of the commercials specifically. I remember there was a comedy stand-up routine about the Mike Tyson Diet Pepsi commercial, but I have never been able to find this commercial. It's like a press conference, and somebody asks like what diet soda does the champ drink, and he leans forward, and he goes Diet Pepsi, and the stand-up is like, now y'all know that Mike Tyson don't sound like that. And I've never been able to find this commercial. And I vaguely remember it. And it's funny because, yeah, Mike Tyson does not say. He sounds like, you know, he sounds like a little child when he speaks.
He sounds like this.
Yeah, he has a lisp. And Coke, God, it's been a long time since I've seen a commercial. I mean, oops, I don't really watch commercial TV anymore. Yeah. I don't really remember.
Let's just make it all unanimous and say the polar bears. Let's face it. So
polar bears.
But how are they creepy?
It was like early CGI. All old CGI is kind of uncanny to me. I'm like, ugh. It's like there's the money for nothing commercial, and then you could just fast forward to, I don't know, Toy Story. That's my history of CGI.
Wow. Okay then. Well, as for me, I will definitely say the polar bears for Coke. For Pepsi, I'm gonna go with the kid who uses the two Coke cans to stand on. That was for using a kid's imagination, especially especially back then when kids were all taught to imagine things, and that imagining things was okay. It wasn't a problem, unlike some. Anyway, yeah, but that for me. If I was going to do a tie between them, it has to be, and I'll have to link this in the show notes, and I'm sure you guys remember this, but I'll send it to you anyway. For a tie, it would most likely be the Coca-Cola polar bears and the Pepsi penguins sharing it together during the holiday season. Because that was always just so cool and so interesting. Like, there's polar bears, and we all know the polar bears, and oh wait, but the other company has to get in on the thing. One last thing I want to mention. We covered it back in the pull bag in January. It was episode 395 over there. It was called Pop Kill. It's a four-issue comic book series by Jimmy Palmiotti and Dave Johnson. What if the two biggest cola companies were owned by a pair of Siamese twins that were no longer conjoined? It's this whole super secret spy thing and whatever, but it's based around the fact that they own soda companies. So basically, Pepsi is the FBI, Coke is the CIA kind of thing. It was all really, really weird, but it was fun for the most part. All right, folks, we hope you enjoyed our cola talk tonight. Anything you would like to promote, Neil, before we get the heck out of here?
Ravinghipster.com is where all my podcasts are. I do movie podcasts. I do a gaming show that is also on Geekcast. I'm working on a Saturn episode that is a little tardy, but it's getting there. I'm a web artist. I do girly pictures. If you want me to draw a girly picture for you, I can. We can work on something, you know. And I guess that's it. Contact me through Patreon.
I'm still waiting on that swimsuit
issue. Yeah, the swimsuit issue is part of an older series that I'm not sure is continuing, at least not right away.
You can still do it as a one-shot.
Yeah, I can still do it as a one-shot, but it was just like, I don't know.
Okay. What do you got going on, Steve? What would you like to promote?
Just working on some voiceover stuff, and then future things for podcasts on Geekcast Radio.
Absolutely. We're always working on future things. Whether they actually come true or not is beyond, you know, our control sometimes.
So you're saying the future is imperfect?
Oh, of course it is. We all know that. I mean, you know. I don't know what's going on with studio. I know we've got the next episode that is going to be quite interesting once we actually get it recorded. I forget how this started, and Steve, I still need those pictures, those screen caps. I don't know where the hell they are anymore. Steve's lovely wife, Mary, you posted something. Oh, it was when you were like, she's going to let me get Domino's. Oh, my God.
Oh, the pizza.
Yes. So anyway, and I commented on the post and I'm like, but pizza is healthy. She's like, no, it's not. I'm like, it has bread, cheese, it has meat, it can have vegetables, and it has sauce. How is that not healthy? What?
Bread is so healthy.
Well, I mean, whatever. You know, it was healthier when we were kids. It was fine when we were kids. Nobody made any whatever anyway. So I came up with this whole thing and this whole skit and whatever, and I thought, oh, this could be an episode of Studio where we talk about the goodness of pizza and companies like that. And for me, I grew up with my aunt and uncle owning a pizza place in Massachusetts for about 10 years. Steve has worked at several, and our other friend Optimus Solo, still to this day, works at Pizza Hut. So I figured we could have a trifecta of a pizza pie discussion kind of thing. So that's what's coming up then. Episode 30, it will be another podcast approach. In between there, not sure yet. We've got some plans that I need to clue Steve. I think I've already clued him in on, but we'll talk about that off air. But this holiday season, folks, everything comes wrapped in a bow. That's all I'll say. And if you've seen the trailer, you know what I'm talking about. Where can the people find you online, Steve?
They can find me on the Twitter at SCP21.
I'm at TF2 and Mike. You can also follow at Geekcast Radio and at It's Studio 2009, ITS Studio 2009, all one word. You can check us out on Facebook, Studio 2009 Podcast for the show, Geekcast Radio Network for the network. TV's Mr. Neil is over there. You're just under TV's Mr. Neil on Facebook, right? You don't have a separate one for gaming or raving. It's just TV's There's, Mr.
Okay. It's facebook.com/ravinghipster.
Okay. There you go, folks.
Yeah, and if you want to like get a drawing from me, look me up on Twitter under TV's Mr. Neil.
Absolutely.
Yes.
All right, we're going to get the heck out of here, folks. You'll hear us back in the studio soon.
I'd like to invite you all in, but I really don't have anything to offer you guys except for frozen pizza.
Let's go for it!
Hey gamers, TV's Mr. Neil here. The Gaming Hipster is my personal podcast in which I take you on a journey through my history of gaming, both new and old. Each month is a new topic show in which I bring you my console memories, give reviews of my favorite video games, and talk with cool guests.
People have made cartridges. I've actually played Netflix on Nintendo.
I was making sure that I got everything. I was writing it all down.
They fixed that for the third fake prototype.
And that's the first time I remember seeing real animated boobs.
Find the podcast at geekcastradio.com or on Spotify. You can also hear a deluxe version of The Gaming Hipster at ravinghipster.com or patreon.com/MrNeil. For $2 a month, you can hear longer versions of the podcast with after-show segments and stuff too raw for the internet. You also get various topic shows, my commentary podcast, The Big Bad Movie Show, commercial-free GeekCast stuff, and more, all at patreon.com/MrNeil and ravinghipster.com.
You check in, but you don't check out.